In Northwest News from KPLU, the safety of the Alaskan Way Viaduct is back on the table. City Council will hear Monday from the Washington State Department of Transportation about planning for a short or long-term closure. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The questions come as the agency investigates sinking of the viaduct and nearby buildings and whether it's connected to the stalled Highway 99 tunneling project. There is a plan detailing how to reroute the 85,000 vehicles that use the viaduct every day if it has to be closed. It includes sending traffic onto downtown surface streets and working with Metro to get more bus service in place. The plan isn't actually new. It's been known for some time that when the tunneling machine passes beneath the viaduct, up to a month-long closure will be necessary. But what if something unexpected happens and the viaduct is no longer safe? Councilmember Mike O'Brien says he's been waiting for answers.
And specifically when we talk about the viaduct, you know, how safe is safe enough for them and who makes the call when it's no longer safe enough?
WashDOT says right now it is safe, although the viaduct settled by more than an inch in November. Engineers have been taking daily measurements and say it doesn't seem like it's moved much since then. City Council members also want to know who will be on the hook for the cost of measures such as extra transit if a sudden or lengthy viaduct closure becomes necessary. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.